Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom & Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom & Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Orange creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. Here's Idaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a player by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Idaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot. That was one of those no, great shots. Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sidney. A run out for good. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sidney in the lead by five. Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores Broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sidney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket. On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in. I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround. Around 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick, shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp swished the shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
He's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Fort Loramie. The Fort Loramie Lady Redskins take on St. Henry here tonight in a game between the Shelby County League and Midwest Athletic Conference. Fort Loramie 17-1 on the year, 10-0 in the Shelby County League, ranked number one in the state again this week in the latest girls AP poll. St. Henry coming into this contest with a good winning record here in the campaign of 2018-19. Redskins are 11-6, 3-3 in league action. St. Henry won its first five. Redskins from St. Henry have dropped three of their last four. Did play Versailles mighty close, 49-43 in that stretch of four games. It's a club that's had some very good contests this year, balanced scoring, Fort Loramie needs another real competitive game, Chuck, after almost falling at Miami East on Saturday. You can bet head coach Carla Siegel has got her Fort Loramie girls ready to play tonight. She was eager to have this game on Tuesday, following up that Saturday contest in which Fort Loramie scored 2 points in the first quarter, 5 points in the third, and had to score the last 7 points of the game in the final half minute or less to pull out a tie in order to win in overtime at Miami East.
Well, there's just times where you have a day like that. It was a cold Saturday, going to Miami East. Loramie had really nothing to gain. East wanted to pull the upset, and it just shows how good they are that they can come back. When you told me that they came back from six points down with 10 seconds to go, I don't think I've ever seen that in my life.
Taylor Ratterman made a three-point basket, was fouled on the back of the wrist when she let the ball go. It went in. That cut it from 6-2. Miami East had to take the ball out of bounds with just a few ticks left in the clock. Somebody needed to touch it. They needed to get it to midcourt to preserve the victory. They threw it the length of the floor. Nobody touched it. Out of bounds it went. Fort Loramie then, after a timeout, got it out underneath the Miami East hoop. And guess what? Head coach Carlos Siegel ran a play, and Dana Rose got a gimme, a point blanker, right in front at the buzzer to send it into OT.
That's amazing. I mean, that's one of the better comebacks I've heard about.
But the Redskins were tested. That's an understatement on Saturday. Good for them to have been tested and won. Minster, a chief rival of Fort Loramie heading into tournament play, has gone through a rough stretch of games, good quality opponents. They'll continue to do so. And here late in the campaign, Chuck, that's what you need to be tournament ready.
Absolutely. I mean, the Minster's getting ready to play a couple of really good teams. But, you know, Loramie's got this game tonight. They've still got Anna coming up.
Yep.
So, you know, this is not going to be a walk in the park.
Nope. At Marion Local on February 12th.
Marion Local. And you said to me, and I agree, that the first time I saw them really struggle a little bit in a game was against Anna, when Anna came out, 2-3'd them,
yep.
Zoned them the entire game. And then that's what Miami East did to them on Saturday. So they need to really work on that, because coaches aren't stupid. They watch these games, and they're thinking this is what they have trouble with. You wouldn't think they would, though, with Ratterman and Gephardt and Rose. I mean, the way those kids shoot threes, you would think you could go ahead and find some spots in that zone and get some shots.
But sometimes, Chuck, you miss a few in a row, and that cylinder gets reduced in size, miss after miss after miss, and that's what happened on Saturday at Miami East.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we talked about Minster's free throw shooting and how great they were.
Yep.
In this game when they played Loramie, they were 11 for 27, and the ones they missed were down the stretch, and you're right, that rim looks like it's about the size of a coffee can. I'm going to date myself. Do they still have coffee cans? The size of a coffee can when you're shooting at that point.
Second-year head coach Wendy Moorman guides St. Henry. 15 years ago, she had a stint coaching at both St. Henry and Marion Local. She's got a balanced team. It's a good attack. And I've looked down over the last four or five St. Henry games, and, Chuck, it's a couple different leading scores each contest. St. Henry recently beat Layman Catholic by a final score of 53-48. Danielle Lange had 16 points in that game for St. Henry. She was backed up by 15 from Nora Vaughn. Allison Seifring had 10 in that contest. Alyssa Busher had 7. That's excellent balance in girls' hoops. Four young ladies, 7 points or more in the 49-43 setback to Versailles. Vaughn had 15. Lange had 9. St. Henry owns a nice 15-point triumph over Franklin Monroe. As Seifring was hot that night, she scored 16. And in a 6-point win over New Bremen, 44-38, Lange had 14, Busher had 12. So it's not one of those games where Fort Loramie can defend one or two young ladies from St. Henry and then believe they've got the visitor stopped. No, not the case. This entire starting five for St. Henry can put the ball through the hoop. It's a much improved girls basketball program over the last several years.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you think of St. Henry, you think of good programs, boys and girls.
Right.
So it's nice that they're back on the upswing again.
About 3.5 minutes or so away from our opening tip here tonight. Chuck, when I'm not sure who scored the previous basket, or who last touched the ball when it went out of bounds, I'll just say Redskins possession.
That should cover it. That should cover it.
A lot of red and white here tonight. Of course, St. Henry School colors, red and white. And Fort Loramie's red and black. Of course, the Lady Redskins here in their gym tonight will wear white from top to bottom with red and black trim. Head coach Carla Siegel, stern look on her face several minutes ago when I chatted with her. She said, we need to get back on track and run our offense, whether it's zone defense, man-to-man, no matter. We need to run our offense like we had the first dozen games.
Well, when we watched them play against Rushi, I don't know if I've ever seen them in all the years run their offense better than they did
right
that day. They were just terrific. So for them to be, you know, off that much against Miami East, you know, I'm assuming it's going to be an anomaly because this is one of the top three or four girls basketball teams in the state of Ohio, Division IV.
Fort Loramie's only setback this year, way back on December 10th at West Liberty Salem, 44-43. And the Lady Tigers of West Liberty play the Versailles Tigers tonight at home at West Liberty Salem High School. We may get a score update on that. Since then, the Fort Loramie Redskins have won 13 games in succession, beating the likes of New Bremen, Versailles, New Knoxville, Sugar Creek, Garraway, Anna, Minster in double OT on January 12th. At Rushi, the game that Chuck referred to, 78-31, when the Fort Loramie girls were absolutely lights out. It's a team which is about as healthy as it's ever been all year long. It's in nearly perfect condition physically. And its depth is amazing, and as we've noted several times, I think the whole world understands it. But now, Chuck, everybody on the East Coast and West Coast, not a senior on this Fort Loramie roster.
Right, you know, I was talking to a couple of people at the scorer's table about Phil's team, the JV team, and it's going to be the same team next year.
Right.
Because, I mean, these girls are, there's a ceiling above them, and until some of these juniors leave, next after their senior year, this is going to be just a program that is unbeatable.
Exactly. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight for this Fort Loramie St. Henry girls basketball game at the Fort Loramie gym. They include Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. The starters and the tip-off in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
three new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com include Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step by step. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every home improvement project. That's Dan Eilerman Construction, 1-419-582-3824. And thanks as well here on scoresbroadcast.com to Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. That's Regal, 1269 Wapak in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. And Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster. You'll enjoy catching the catch of the day. Outstanding fish at Maury's. The baked haddock dinner at night. Open at 6 a.m. Superb breakfast. Very popular at Maury's Landing. No good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. As I noted before our national anthem, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Taylor Radovan, who sparkled on Saturday, led Fort Loramie with 10. 5'5 junior. Dana Rose, a fixture in the starting five, a 5'11 sophomore. And Marissa Myron, 12 points a game, leading scorer on the team this year, 5'8. And a junior. Opening five for St. Henry is as follows. Allison Seifring, 5'7", a senior. Danielle Lange, 5'11", a senior. Cora Stammen, 5'7", a junior. Alyssa Busher, a 5'9", junior. And Nora Vaughn, a 5'10", junior. It's a club with pretty good overall height, Chuck. And it's a team with length, which should contest the length of Fort Loramie. Leading scorer, Lange, at about 11.5. And a couple of other players, Seifring and Vaughn, are at about 9 points per contest. Opening tip to start the game, won by Fort Loramie's Dana Rose. Redskins attacking to our left in the white. Radiman on the arc, back to Dana. Right corner, Kennedy Gebhardt. She wants to reverse it, send it to Rose. Sends it to Rose between the rings. She steps up to the top of the key. Swish! A long three ball by Dana Rose, and Fort Loramie's off and running up 3-0.
Well, they made the zone move enough to get Rose open on the top of the key.
Zone look for St. Henry. It was the zone which gave Fort Loramie fits on Saturday. Miami's Vikings did a very good job on Fort Loramie. Held them to 7 points total in the first and third quarters. Attacking foul line, Alyssa Busher goes baseline to Seifring for St. Henry. She tries to drive it. She's too far under and stepped out. 7-11 left to go opening quarter. 3-0 Fort Loramie in the lead. Ball being walked up and over the timeline by Rose of Fort Loramie. St. Henry not pressing at midcourt. They've fallen back into the zone. Here's a good inside pass. Myring found Holscher. Left-handed shot up. Hit the backboard. Came off the rim. No. And we've got a tie-up on the rebound. St. Henry possession. Chuck, we'll see Minster on Thursday, weather permitting, against Versailles. That could be for the Midwest Athletic Conference title. Minster not playing tonight. But Nan Stecksholdy, assistant.
I saw her sitting over there taking notes.
Yep. Mike Wiss, assistant. Nan Stecksholdy, former longtime head coach for the Minster Girls program, is here. Taking a look at both clubs. Here's St. Henry with the ball, deep right corner. There's a long floater pumped up there by Busher. Strong, hit the back iron. Caromed out of bounds, far corner, touched by Fort Loramie. We played 90 seconds, 3-0 Fort Loramie in the lead. St. Henry lobs in top of the circle. It's Addie Vaughn, a 5'10 junior. Hits a cutter in the paint. It's Cora Stammen. Hand off right corner to Seifring. Allison's got it. Nora Vaughn, foul stripe, shake and bake move. Hands it off to a teammate. She's hacked on the arm as she released the pass.
Foul on Rose. That's her
first. St. Henry will throw in right of the rim. Down three, zip. We played a minute 45 here in the opening period. Baseline right of the basket. St. Henry enters. It's Busher. Into the lane, Addie Vaughn. She stumbled, gave it up to a teammate in the left corner. It's Nora Vaughn. Between the rings, Addie. They look so much alike, Chuck,
yeah,
the two sisters. About the only way you can tell them apart is the numeral on the jersey. Here's a leaner, a drive, but Seifring way short, partially blocked, rebounded by Fort Loramie. Outlet pass down the floor to Rose. Right corner, Gebhardt. She spots up, overshoots the triple from the corner. Weak side rebound, though, by Meiring. Up strong.
Nice.
Good. Well done for two.
Such a strong kid.
5-0, Fort Loramie, which pressures. Here comes St. Henry. Down the floor in the left corner. Here's a long deuce just inside the arc by Stammen. It hit the back iron and was jammed out of bounds by St. Henry. 5.5 left here in the opening quarter. 5-0 Fort Loramie. As Kenzie Holscher and Dana Rose sit down. Ava Schultes on the floor now, along with Caitlin Gasson for Fort Loramie. Schultes at about 9.5 per game. She's a freshman, 5'9" tall. Gasson, a sophomore at 5'2". Fort Loramie throws it baseline left, and a Redskin player has to save it inbounds off the leg of a red shirt. Taylor Ratterman inbound left of the basket. 5-0 Fort Loramie, 5:16 left here in the opening period. Ball inbounded by Ratterman. Hits the cutter, Holscher. Low on the left is Schultes. Shot blocked, but a foul as a St. Henry player got a piece of the wrist of Ava, who will get two. Schultes very active. She'll go to the stripe here. A chance to boost Fort Loramie's lead to 6-7. We played just short of 3 minutes. Schultes shoots it up and makes it. Lead is 6-0 in favor of Fort Loramie, which did not get off to a start like this on Saturday against Miami East. Second shot rims, comes out. Rebound punched, out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Inbounding for St. Henry in backcourt is Nora Vaughn. 5 red shirts, 5 white shirts to the left of the timeline. Dribbling up the floor for St. Henry is Addie Vaughn. Stolen on the play by Fort Loramie. Taken away by Putoff. Putoff darts to the rim. She's got an easy deuce. And with 3 minutes played, Fort Loramie leads it 8-0. St. Henry being challenged in backcourt. Ball fed up the right side. It goes on the play to Addie Vaughn. Vaughn in backcourt, hands off to Danielle Lange. Don't think the leading scorer for St. Henry's gotten a shot yet. Baseline right, Addie Vaughn hemmed in. Schultes all over her, nowhere to go. Puts it on the deck, double dribble, wasn't seen by the officials. Ball dealt to a teammate, baseline left. Addie Vaughn missed the 10-footer, rebound down to Fort Loramie. Here comes Gasson, ripping up the right side. Ball dumped low on the right to Putoff. She's doubled, tripled, boxed in. Ball is poked out of bounds by St. Henry, and Fort Loramie will throw it in play, maybe a foul on the visitors. St. Henry player Chuck had the ball all by her lonesome down here in the corner for so long after stopping her dribble. The officials forgot she had dribbled and quit.
Did it again. Yeah, I saw that. She had about a half an hour between dribbles.
It happens. I've called a ball a strike a ball
no,
before.
I'm sure.
Umpiring behind the plate. Here's Gasson, 30 feet away for Fort Loramie, which leads 8-0. Half the first quarter gone. Jaden put off top of the circle, the 5'10 sophomore. It's a teammate in the paint. It's Holscher right in front. Shot wouldn't go. St. Henry gobbled up the rebound. Ball thrown to Lange, to Buescher. Into the post, intercepted. Fort Loramie's got it. Schultes to Gasson. She muffed it at midcourt. St. Henry got it back. Here's a drive by Danielle Lange, too high off the glass. Rebound stick back, no good by Alyssa Buescher. And then Fort Loramie gets it off the deck. 3:38 to go in the first, 8-0 Fort Loramie. Long lead out, down the floor to Schultes, out back to Holscher, and the Redskins set the attack. Here's Gasson, right wing Kennedy Gebhardt, coming out high to catch his Holscher. Still a zone defense by St. Henry. Cross court look to put off, open player left corner, Gasson dropped it, got it back. Threw it high right to Gebhardt. Gebhardt picked up a Seifert. Left corner goes on the play to Holscher. Elbow on the left and Schultes tried to hit a teammate down inside, but the ball went right to a red shirt on the interception. 3 minutes left, opening quarter. St. Henry's been shut out so far, 8-0. Here's Danielle Lange out back, shooting for the visitors. It is glancing off the rim and ricochets out of bounds into the left corner.
She didn't get herself squared right there. She's kind of frustrated. That was the first shot she's gotten up.
I think you're right, Chuck. And it was a three-pointer. It veered left on her and bounded off the rim out of bounds. Fort Laramie up the floor, leading 8-0. We played a little over 5 minutes here in the opening quarter. Dana Rose angles to the right, knocked out of bounds by Allison Seifring of St. Henry. Good overall size on the visiting club from St. Henry. Langy at 5'11", Busher 5'9", Nora Vaughn at 5'10". Far side of the floor, it is Kennedy Gebhardt into Holscher, right back to Kennedy, 30 feet away. 2:30 left, opening quarter. 8-0 Fort Laramie. Dana Rose between the rings, picked up by Marley Vaughn, is in now, a 5'10 junior. Straight away to Myring. Fort Laramie stymied at the moment. In fact, a Redskin player down in the right corner, a little shaken up. Kennedy Gebhardt may have taken a hand to the cheek, and head coach Carla Siegel got a timeout with 2:26 left in the first. 8-0 Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Yep, Kennedy Gebhardt is out. Taylor Ratterman back in for Fort Laramie. Top of the circle, Holscher whips it right side, then gets it back. Kenzie looks for the cutter. Dana Rose is not open. Right corner, Myring. Shot fake, goes baseline. Good move. Left it short, got it back, and stuck it in. What a play by Myring.
She is strong. She's got a quick first step. That's why she's hard to defend. And she goes up in traffic as well as anybody I've seen. I mean, she's 5'8". She goes up like she's 6'2".
And she sure is strong. A lot of force. I don't know how many times, Chuck, this year we've seen her miss that first shot on the drive to the rim. She'll get the rebound right back and go up strong and lay it through. Well, Myring missed the free throw chance to convert the three-point play. Then St. Henry threw it away. Fort Laramie's got it back. Ratterman sets up, shoots the three around the rim and out. Rebound St. Henry. Minute 52 left, opening quarter. 10-0 Fort Laramie. Ball whipped down the right side of the floor. Handled there by Danielle Lange. Lange gives it up on the arc to Addie Vaughn. Vaughn, top of the key, foul line. Loops it left side to Lange. Rose has done a good job on her so far. Only one look at the basket for Lange. Leading score for St. Henry. Outside the arc, left side, it's Vaughn. Back to the basket, foul line. Nowhere to go. Dropped it, picked it up. Looked like she double dribbled, got away with it. Here's an awkward shot by Vaughn. No good. Stick back up and in. I think that was Seifring low on the right, Chuck.
Seifring, yep.
Nice rebound by the 5'7 Seifring. Good senior for St. Henry. And that's the first field goal for the visitors. Took them nearly 7 minutes here in the first quarter. Here's Holscher, baseline move for Fort Laramie, choked off by the defender who pushed.
Well, they came out and played man after that less dead ball, and it took Laramie a second to recognize they were going against a man-to-man.
10-2 Fort Laramie, a minute two to go here in the opening quarter. Ball inbounded outside the lane on the left to the Redskins. Handled there by Macy Imwally, 5'6 junior, who's in. Holscher's got it outside the arc on the right. Kenzie, foul line, behind the back of the dribble, into the paint. Leaves it right flank for a teammate. 17-foot jump shot short. Scrap for the rebound on the inside. Whistle blows, foul over the back against St. Henry. Imwally missed the shot. Redskins yanked down the rebound. St. Henry personal foul. And Marissa Myring toes the stripe. She arches it up and in. 11-2 Fort Laramie. Three changes. A hockey line substitution drill here for the Redskins. As Imwally, Holscher, and Rose come out. Put off back in. Gasson on the floor. Second free throw, Myring. Swish. She's got them both. Ava Shouldis on the court once again for Fort Laramie, which leads 12-2. 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. down the left side for St. Henry. Dribbles Cora Stammen, who pitches it cross court, intending to find Addie Vaughn. She wasn't there.
She found Coach Siegel, though.
Half minute to go, opening period. 12-2 Fort Loramie. Between the rings, Gasson, left side Meyering, wants to drive. And she stopped, flips it back out to Putoff. Between the rings, Gasson, and nearly walked. Here's Jaden Putoff. Here's Gasson, who looks at the clock. 15, 14, 13 seconds left, opening quarter. Baseline right, Meyering. Ducks under, spins, fades. Good deflection on the play by Addie Vaughn of St. Henry. Five to play, first quarter. Here's a lead out down the floor to a teammate. It's missed. Driving layup by Carly Deitch, a 5'7 senior. No good. Buzzer sounds, ending the first period of play. Fort Loramie 12, St. Henry 2 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh.
A margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah.
A chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
That's a good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee here on scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Beginning of the second quarter here at Fort Loramie. St. Henry in the road red, white numbers, white trim. Fort Loramie white from top to bottom. Black numbers outlined in red. St. Henry's got the ball deep in the right corner, trailing by 10. Seifring in the post. Maneuvers, ducks under. Overshot it from 4 feet. Loose ball, rebound left corner. Meyering goes diving after it. Lunges on top of it. She accepted a push from the backside. St. Henry crowd simply thought Marissa fell.
I couldn't know. There was a lot of traffic there, but it looked to me like she just went after the ball and lost her balance.
Yeah. Redskins get the home court call. 30 seconds gone, period number two.
He had a better look at it than we did.
Sure did. He was on it, sold it, and we play on, like it or not. Here's a steal by St. Henry. Nice takeaway by the Lady Redskins from St. Henry, Cora Stammen. Ripped it away from Gasson, threw it up the floor to Allison Seifring. High right, Nora Vaughn puts it on the deck, dribble, elbow in the right, steps into the lane, looks for help, hands off to Deitch, and head coach Wendy Moorman of St. Henry gets a timeout. Chuck, we'll keep it right here. Let our listeners know for a moment about a couple of our Fort Loramie game sponsors, including Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Hey, you're going to need true comfort this week for sure. You can count on Tom and Jerry's for the warmth you've got to have. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. It's a family-owned business. It's built a quality name on developing connections a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, 937-295-3243. Boy, you better get those new tires to grip the road firmly before that next round of winter weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie with a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Complete automotive and light truck repair, too. Beat the winter weather before it beats you down. Your one-stop auto repair shop, M&A Muffler and Tires. Talk to Geppy. Free pickup and delivery, too. Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Here is Fort Loramie attacking after a St. Henry missed shot. And two short jumpers in the lane by the home team. No good. St. Henry's got the rebound. 90 seconds gone in quarter number two. 12-2 in favor of Fort Loramie, which doesn't slide over in time to defend the St. Henry driver. cut off on the play was Cora Stammen, who was bumped. Common foul. St. Henry throws in below the visitor's basket. Again, another hockey line change for head coach Carla Siegel and the Fort Laramie girls. Jaden Putoff back in. Here's a cross-court pass, intercepted by Dana Rose, a run out the other way for Fort Laramie. Up no good, left it short. Might have been bothered by Addie Vaughn, who came out of nowhere from behind to get a fingertip on it. St. Henry quickly in the forecourt, shoots a three, a deep one by Stammen, no. Rebound St. Henry, shot fake, drive into the lane, Nora Vaughn, up and in. Good-looking play. 12-4, Fort Laramie by 8, 2 minutes gone, quarter number 2. Firing to Gebhardt in the right corner. Kennedy starts to drive. Pulls it back out. Goes to Putoff. Right baseline. 16-footer. Hit the back iron. Rebound ricochets to Gebhardt. Fort Laramie restarts. Here's Holscher. Between the circles to Putoff. Right flank Gebhardt. She's got an opening. Drives all the way to the rim. Loops it up and through. Kennedy Gebhardt. Nice effort.
Yep, that was a good take.
14-4. Fort Laramie by 10. Here's the ball whipped up the floor by St. Henry. Deflected, stolen by Imwali. She tracked it down, though, on the boundary far side, and St. Henry gets it. Dopich ruled Fort Laramie possession. 5:26 to go here in the opening period, or I should say opening half. 10-point lead Fort Laramie. Chuck, I'm wrong again. A foul was whistled on St. Henry.
Yeah, they caught a foul on it.
Imwali at the stripe for the Redskins. And Fort Laramie, that's a free throw from Macy to make it 15-4. Fort Laramie in the lead. Second shot upcoming. She flexes the knees once more and buries it. 16-4, Fort Laramie. Head coach Carla Siegel has played at least 10, I think, so far, right, Chuck? Maybe more.
Nine. Played at least nine. Those are the ones with all their warm-up tops off.
Here's Lange up the left side of the floor. Bounce pass middle of the court by St. Henry. It's picked off by Dana Rose. Dana down the floor to Gebhardt. High left. Kennedy circles it toward midcourt. Dribbles with the left hand. Now goes to Putoff. Putoff, 5'10 sophomore. Now Dana Rose between circles, and she guides the attack from there. Right side Gebhardt. Cross court. Low on the left to Holscher. Leaping stab in the lane. Back of the basket. Wrap-around pass in tight quarters, intercepted by St. Henry. And then a bullet up ahead is thrown away.
That was unselfish of Kenzie, but she needs to shoot that.
Right.
She had a four-footer, and she tried to pass a ball to get a two-footer.
Yep, and she needed to get it through the wickets of two sets of legs.
Yep.
4:42 left, first half. 16-4, Fort Laramie in the lead by a dozen. Dana Rose, midcourt for Fort Laramie. Angles down the left side to Kenzie Holscher. Picked up by Nora Vaughn, 25 feet away. Here's Macy Imwali, head of the key, left corner Gebhardt. Gebhardt tried to look where she was going next before she secured the pass and fumbled it away out of bounds.
Not incredibly sharp offensively so far.
Nope, bit sloppy for Fort Laramie, which does lead by a dozen. Defense has been superb. Fort Laramie has thwarted St. Henry at the offensive end. Lange, leading scorer on the year. Only one shot, no points. Here's a three-point jumper, high left by St. Henry. Bingo! Marley Vaughn was left uncontested. Got a good cross-court heave from Lange, and she drilled it. Countering Fort Laramie. Marissa Meyering attacks in the lane. Shot blocked from behind. It's loose on the deck. And the arrow favors St. Henry, which is within 9 now, 16-7, 3:55 to go, first half.
I'm going to go out on a limb. All these Vaughns look pretty much alike. They're all in the same grade. Are they triplets?
Oh, they have to be.
Okay, because they sure do look alike.
I knew they were referred to as sisters. They are sister triplets. And we've got Fort Laramie inbounding, foul called. It's against St. Henry. In fact, I was talking to the St. Henry team about a half hour before the game, selecting a young lady to highlight here at the half on behalf of LaCalle Equipment. And I thought I was talking, Chuck, with the same young lady, but it was a different Vaughn each time I was talking
to her. Well, that's cute. If they did that to you, that would be hilarious.
Oh, my goodness. First free throw good, but Taylor Ratterman, second shot on the way, and that one rolls down through the ropes as well. And the lead for Fort Loramie is back to 11, 18-7. Full court pressure by Fort Loramie, and it causes St. Henry to lose the ball, but that is triggered by contact in backcourt by Schultes of Fort Loramie as she barged into Addie Vaughn. Here is Nora Vaughn inbounding in backcourt, handled on the play by Carly Deitch of St. Henry, and then she takes an extra step walking as she tried to slip up the right side of the floor. The official spotted it. Fort Loramie possession, 3:46 left here in the second quarter. Kenzie Holscher will inbound. Holscher, Rose, Schultes, Meiring, and Ratterman. Here's the ball lobbed from out of bounds, low on the right to Rose. She snared it, went up to shoot it. St. Henry got a piece of it. Loose ball down to St. Henry. 18-7 Fort Loramie. 3.5 to go here in the first half. There's a fake left, a drive right by Addie Vaughn. She's closed off at the baseline and dragged the pivot foot. She walked.
Wow, they're incredibly sloppy right now with the ball. Yep.
Each team a little rusty at the offensive end, especially St. Henry. Midcourt with the ball is Dana Rose. Rose spins in the corner, rotates it back on top. Here's Schultes. Schultes against the zone. Far right wing Ratterman. I bet Fort Loramie sees a heck of a lot of zone the rest of this season, Chuck.
Well, that's what they would see if I was playing them.
Yep. Head coach Carla Siegel gets a timeout. She's going to offer some instruction here on about how to attack the zone. Just over 3 to play, second quarter. Fort Loramie by 11 over St. Henry on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Fort Loramie Redskins inbound the basketball to midcourt, ahead by 11. 3 minutes even left to go here in the first half. Here's Holscher finding an open player. Down low on the left, it's Meiring. Good block from the backside. Danielle Lange got a whole bunch of that ball. It's ruled a jump. Possession arrow favors St. Henry.
That was good defense.
Sure was. Chuck, you can see how this St. Henry team has won 11 games on the year, has lost 3 of its last 4 by a grand total of 15 points. So St. Henry easily could have 2 or 3 more victories. Here is St. Henry inbounding, stolen by Fort Loramie. Quick jumper right wing by Ratterman, overshot it. Weak side rebound, not corralled by St. Henry. Redskins get it back. Here comes Corinne Heitkamp, her first appearance of this game. And that means Fort Loramie has entered 10.
She's down to Riley, and that's the last one down there dressed.
Right, Riley Heitkamp. Ball inbounded. Schultes traces it down at midcourt. Goes left side to Ratterman. Elbow on the right, extended. It's Meiring. Top of the circle, Holscher picked up by Lange. Holscher gives it up, gets it back. Straight away, Ratterman. Jump, shoots the triple. Hits the rim, backboard, no. Rebound, St. Henry. Here's Allison Seifring. Dribbling up over the timeline, just over 2 to play, second period. Seifring, bounce pass, left flank, handled there by Addie Vaughn. Addie between the circles to Lange. Into the post, Seifring. She goes to work, spins, banks it, gets it, and a foul. Nice job, Allison Seifring. Back to the hoop, good footwork, and she nails it for 2 points.
Did a good job of using her body to screen her off and drew the foul and finished the play.
Yep, in addition, she's got a free throw, a chance to trim the Fort Loramie advantage to 8. 2:05 to go, second quarter. Free throw, Allison Seifring clangs off the iron. Rebound collected by Schultes in backcourt for Fort Loramie. Up ahead to Corinne Heitkamp. Heitkamp's got it between the circles. Angles to the left as Corinne, the 5'6 sophomore. Ball popped out of the hands of Meiring, who re-grabs it, goes down to Holscher. Head of the circle, 25 feet away. Head coach Carlos Siegel barks out of play. Here's Heitkamp foul line. Holscher straight away. Left wing Meiring. She got a little crease, goes baseline. Shot deflected again. It was Seifring who got a piece of it. Langes also partially blocked several in this game. St. Henry's defense in the paint area has been stellar. 30 feet out, Addie Vaughn's got it. Ill-advised throw, tried to target that one to Danielle Lange. As she was hemmed in down low on the right, no chance to get it out of bounds to Fort Loraman.
They're down 9 points, and they've got 13 turnovers. So that tells you that they could be right in. I mean, they're in the game, but they could be really in the game if they quit turning the ball over.
And in contrast to that, if Fort Loraman is shooting it better, that 9 point deficit could be 19. Yeah,
absolutely. They're not shooting the ball well at all.
Schultes, foul line extended left. Finds a teammate, Imwally, down low in the left. St. Henry got a little fingertip on the ball. It went into the hands of Imwally as she could not put away the redirected pass, and it went out of bounds to St. Henry. 58 seconds left here in the second quarter. 18-9 in favor of Fort Loraman. Dribbling down the right side, Seifring. Between circles, Nora Vaughn. Vaughn hangs on, puts it on the deck once. Hand off back to Lange. Lange on a weave. Here's Addie Vaughn. Now here's Seifring, left corner. Goes all the way below the basket, in the paint. Forces one up from 6 feet. Banked it short. Rebound Fort Loraman. Half minute left, second quarter. Down the left side, Meiring. Between the circles, Corinne Heitkamp. Deep right corner, Imwally. Imwally on the left-hand bounce, 20 seconds to go first half. Heitkamp, Imwally, 25 feet away, dribbles with the left hand. Good defense by St. Henry. Ball dealt in the right corner, then entered a put-off in the post. St. Henry gets a fist on it and drives it out of bounds with 9.3 to go. Set to throw it in is Fort Loraman, baseline right of the basket. Corinne Heitkamp, foul line put off, open look, 15-footer, hands it. Nice shot by put off, 20-9, Fort Loraman. 2 seconds left, St. Henry launching a 25-footer down the right side. Lange let it go. It would have counted had it gone. It was online, good trajectory from here as we looked over her right shoulder, but had a little too much distance on it. And it flared off the back iron, no good, as the first half finished. Fort Loraman 20, St. Henry 9, after two quarters of play. A quick word here from Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loraman. You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles there. Super deals, customer pricing and financing, too. Follow the footsteps of many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, all over the Midwest and the U.S., for that matter, to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loraman. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loraman. See them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com. Coming up next, our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report following this message. 20-9, St. Henry down to Fort Loraman at intermission on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loraman completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. Both teams a bit sluggish. Fort Loramie not shooting it well. St. Henry turning it over. 20-9 is our score after two quarters. It's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Chuck?
Well, I can't imagine that Carla Siegel is real happy with the offensive display here like she was not on Saturday against Miami East. So they really need to pick it up in the second half offensively. 15-12 rebounding advantage for the Redskins. For St. Henry, 6-2 on the offensive boards by Loramie. The turnovers, 13 for St. Henry, 7 for Loramie. Fort Loramie, 7 of 9 from the free throw line. St. Henry, 0 for 1. That's quite the fan. You hear the fans behind us yelling every time there's a call or not a call. Individual scoring, only 3 people scored for St. Henry. Seifring had 4. Marley Bond had 3. Nora Bond had 2. They scored 2 and 7, 9 points for the first half. Loramie had a bunch of people score. They had Myring with 6 on the first quarter, and they got 4 from Putoff, 3 from Dana Rose, the first 3 of the game, 2 from Kennedy Gephardt, 2 from Taylor Ratterman, 2 from Macy Imwali, and a free throw from Ava Schultes. They scored 12 and 8. They lead it 20-9 at the half.
What do you think the message is from head coach Carla Siegel at the break, Chuck?
Well, I mean, this is a tough one for them for the simple fact that you've alluded to the fact that St. Henry got a lot of length.
Yep.
So when they're getting inside, but they're having trouble finishing the shots.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Versailles had a lot of length, and they had no problem scoring inside against Versailles. So they just got to get back to that confidence of going up strong, like you're the only you can go up within 3 people around you, but you got to go up like you're the only one on the floor, and at least draw the foul if nothing else. They keep looking to throw the ball back out. They're not shooting the ball with a lot of confidence right now.
And that's high school basketball for sure. Sometimes shots are falling like clockwork, and sometimes the clocks are stopped.
Well, they got 1 3. They started the game with a 3 by Dana Rose,
yeah.
And they haven't had one since. They've probably shot 7 or 8, and they have not made any.
And just a few weeks ago against Rushi, the Redskins set a school record with, what, a dozen threes in that game?
But I think the baskets are higher here, so I think that's the problem.
That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Fort Loramie 20, St. Henry Girls 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee, cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Weather permitting, our next webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com is Thursday night. A big Midwest Athletic Conference girls clash for sales on the road at Minster. Tip-off 7:30, webcast time 7:10. We're awaiting a score from WTGR and Scott Ward in West Liberty on that Versailles West Liberty contest tonight. Should be a very good game. They're probably at about halftime. But we've got Versailles and Minster on Thursday. 2 unbeatens in MAC play. They go head-to-head on Thursday. And then on Friday night, it's Anna Boys entertaining Jackson Center. Anna unbeaten on the year. Got first place votes again this week, ranked 3rd in the state in the Boys Division III poll. And if Anna wins on Friday night, they'll try to protect that unbeaten record on Saturday against an up-and-coming Versailles boys team, Saturday night at Versailles. Webcast time 7:10. Saturday afternoon, Fort Loramie entertains the Anna girls right here at the Fort Loramie gym. I know most of you have heard about Brookins. For those who have not, it's the ideal place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. The kids will love that meaty and cheesy pizza at Brookins. I've tried it too, and it's my tummy agrees with it.
I've never had anything bad there, that's for sure.
Pork chop special on Saturday nights, two delicious 8-ounce marinated chops on Saturdays. That's the pork chop special. And, of course, that moist, tasty roasted chicken at Brookins. Carl Arnes, who's been on board as the owner-manager the last 14, 15 months, has tweaked that late-night menu Thursday through Saturday, open till 2:30 a.m. at Brookins. It's ideal for birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and you've got space for as many as 60 folks. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookinspub.com. That's B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Local Equipment and Jackson Center highlights two players here tonight, one from each team. Local promoting student academic success and also success on the basketball floor. Local has done so for scoresbroadcast.com. For the last 13 years, Local a founding sponsor. Local once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Local. And for Fort Loramie, we highlight sophomore Putoff, 3.9 GPA. For sophomore Jaden Putoff, outstanding student, active in history club, volleyball. She plays AAU and JO. Also takes part in yearbook. She's a volunteer at church and school. She'd like to go to Ohio State and study physical therapy. For St. Henry, Allison Seifering, a senior, a 3.7 GPA, daughter of Alan and Jean, active in science, art, and Spanish clubs. Plus, she volunteers at church and for community organizations. And she also tutors at the elementary school. She'd like to study at Wright State Lake and pursue business. And we'll highlight Local Equipment momentarily. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local. And it moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1982. Locally, Local is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and scoresbroadcast.com was conceived over 12 years ago thanks to the support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Opening seconds, third quarter, Fort Loramie 20, St. Henry girls 9. Taylor Adaman's got the ball for Fort Loramie, baseline right, and she loops in a runner, a 10-footer while motoring toward the basket. Nice shot by Taylor.
Yeah, that was a good take right there. Good start to the half.
Yep. Fine beginning, third quarter for Fort Loramie, which extends the lead to 22-19. Here's St. Henry throwing to the post. Picked off by Dana Rose. Outlet down the floor to Gebhardt. She stops, pulls up in the lane. Short, no good. Rebound Dana Rose. It also rimmed out. And we might have an over-the-shoulder foul on Fort Loramie or a jump. At any rate, St. Henry possession. No, I'm wrong again. Fort Loramie ball.
That's got to be wrong. No, St. Henry ball.
I was right the first time. When in doubt, Chuck, stick with your first answer in the multiple choice exam.
Loramie started with the ball to start the third quarter, so it was obviously St. Henry's ball.
From West Liberty, halftime, Versailles girls 26, West Liberty Salem 19. Bad pass by St. Henry, run out by Fort Loramie, Myring, stop and go move in the lane, and she banked it in and was fouled. Superb move by Marissa Myring of Fort Loramie. She let the defenders fly by, took a hit, and laid in the shot. She's at the free throw line to convert the three-point chance. Redskins coming out, Chuck, with a little more fire in their eyes in the third quarter.
Yeah, I mean, I thought they played hard in the first half. They just didn't accomplish a lot offensively.
Nope. Maybe a little more in sync right now, having generated the first 5 points of the second half. to push the lead out to 25-9. 6.5 to go here in the third. St. Henry with the ball down into the left corner. It's Addie Vaughn. Addie out high to Allison Seifring. Little handoff to Cora Stahman into the paint to the basket. It rolls off. Rebound is stabbed out of bounds by Fort Loramie.
Boy, that ball did everything but drop through the net.
Yeah, I thought it was going to stay on the rim forever. And that was on the front rim, not the flange. It teetered and went Fort Loramie's way. St. Henry inbounding, though, in the lane. Hook shot. Addie Vaughn short. Rebound dug off the deck by Ratterman of Fort Loramie. She glides down the right side. Picked up by Addie Vaughn. Now Meiring. Right corner, Shouldis. Bullet pass into the lane to Holscher. Foul line extended right to Meiring. Swish on the 15-footer.
Good ball movement that time.
Patented jumper right there, Marissa Meiring.
Inside out, found Holscher down on the block. She threw the ball back out to Marissa, who was wide open.
Well done. 27-9, Fort Loramie, which has racked up the first 7 points in the second half. And St. Henry needs a timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Lacow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Lacow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in LA, California, thus the name Lacow. Locally, Lacow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center.
Here is St. Henry inbounding. Deep left corner of the floor. Fort Loramie spikes it off the end of the court, out of bounds. St. Henry will try again in the person of Nora Vaughn, 5'10 junior. Nora trying to find one of her two sisters. Can't. Rolls it in play. Gebhardt steals for Fort Loramie. Down the floor to Holscher. Left-hand layup short. Rebound St. Henry. Foul by Kenzie. In her anxiety to recover, the missed shot went over the shoulder. 5.5 to go here in the third quarter. The lead for Fort Loramie, the biggest. 18 points right now, 27-9. And we've got changes. Ratterman out, Gebhardt out for Fort Loramie. Holscher sets up at a guard now with Caitlin Gasson. There on the court with Imwally, Shouldis, and Meiring. Here's Cora Stahman behind the arc for St. Henry. Bounce pass to Seifring. Loops it down the right side to Alyssa Buescher. Near side Stahman, straightaway Seifring. Seifring with a high dribble, and Gasson swipes it. She made the pilfer. Long throw. Great pass up the floor in the lane. Imwally turns. Can't get it to drop. Rebound is tapped out of bounds by St. Henry. Fort Loramie seems to be performing, Chuck, with a little more purpose here in the third quarter.
Yeah, but they're still missing. Holscher just missed an easy one. Yep. And Imwally just missed an easy one.
A couple of point blankers not going in. And we've got an official's timeout for some reason, apparently.
Well, the wrong team was bringing the ball in.
Yeah, St. Henry, a red shirt, had it. Now the ball is handed to Gasson for Fort Loramie, who sends it into the right corner to Meiring, who dribbles head of the key to Imwally. Near side, it's Jaden Putoff. Deep right corner, Shouldis. A little give and go with Putoff. She's crammed near the rim, but a body foul committed by St. Henry's Marley Vaughn, who looks at the official like, couldn't have been me, could it?
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
Looked pretty clean up top.
It did look clean up top.
Might have been shoulder to shoulder. Put off with two free throws, a chance to push the lead to 20. It's on the way. It's in. 28-9. Fort Loramie ahead by 19. 4:47 left here in the third quarter. I'd like to remind you now, we've got the Fort Loramie prom dress exchange. It's coming up this Sunday. It's been moved from January to this Sunday, and it should be comfortable weather.
It's supposed to be rainy, but it's supposed to be in the mid-40s.
Oh, yep, that's what we like for that prom dress exchange. Putoff made a free throw, missed a free throw. St. Henry attacks, baseline right, short shot to Danielle Lange. Bingo, she hits it. Her first bucket. Quickly, Fort Laramie down the floor. Myring caught a pass from the right wing from Scholes, and she retaliated right now. 31-11, the teams exchange goals quickly. 20-point lead, Fort Laramie, 4-12. Left to go here in the third quarter. And that prom dress exchange is this coming Sunday, February 3rd, Fort Laramie Elementary. Had been scheduled originally for Martin Luther King weekend, then we had the big snowstorm. If you're looking for a good price on a prom dress, shoes, or accessories, or if you have any of these items you'd like to sell, you can drop off items at the prom dress exchange from 11 to 1 at Fort Laramie Elementary on Sunday, this coming Sunday, February 3rd. Then from 1:30 to 3:30, you shop till you drop. You browse, you try things on, and then 3:30 to 4:30, you pick up your selection, pay with cash. You can call Michelle, 710-3216, or Bridget, 605-5304. That's Michelle, 710-3216, or Bridget, 605-5304, 937 area. That's the prom dress exchange this coming Sunday, Fort Laramie Elementary. If you're looking for a good price on a dress, shoes, or accessories, or if you have any one of these items to sell, the prom dress exchange is for you. From 11 to 1, you drop things off. From 1:30 to 3:30, you shop, and you pick things up from 3:30 to 4:30. Up St. Henry attacking to our left. A little half-hook shot in the lane area by St. Henry is tried by Alyssa Busher. It's no good, but she was jammed on the wrist, and she's awarded two free throws. 20-point advantage for Fort Laramie. 31-11. St. Henry scored what here in this quarter? 2 points, Chuck?
2 points.
Free throw hard by Busher, no good. And we've gotten several texts from listeners here in the past 10 or 15 minutes. And we've just heard from Spencer Wells, who will enter year number two as head football coach at Fort Laramie this summer and fall. Outstanding campaign by Coach Wells and his coaching staff. And fine football team this past fall, advancing all the way to the state semifinals.
They were so much fun to watch. I mean, just watching the way that I love a team that runs the ball like that, and they were pretty much unstoppable.
And that Fort Laramie team this year threw the football around a little more than past Redskins.
Well, yeah, I mean, boy, when you can run it like that, that really opens up your passing.
Yeah, the offensive and defensive lines were stellar.
Yep.
Defense as a whole just kept getting better and better and better as the season progressed. And the special teams play, kicking game was outstanding. Here is Fort Laramie attacking. Good post action. Ball lobbed into Dana Rose. Missed the first one shy of the mark. Got it back and stuck it in. 33-12, Fort Laramie. 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Here's Danielle Lange open high left for St. Henry. She popped it up there. No good. It danced off the rim. Rebound is knocked out in the corner by St. Henry. Fort Laramie possession. Yeah, the football team had so few letdowns, Chuck. They were razor sharp about every week, no matter who the opponent was.
Well, and that's hard to do because they had a streak where they really were playing some not really good football teams, but to stay that focused, that's a tribute to the kids and the coaching.
Yeah, right. 2.5 to go here in the third quarter. Miscue by Fort Laramie. St. Henry gets it back. Baseline left, here's Addie Vaughn in traffic. Imwally slides over late from Fort Laramie. And I think it's going to be a common foul, maybe shooting.
I think they're going to let her shoot a couple.
It was Addie Vaughn who was bumped while delivering the ball toward the basket in the eyes of the official. 2:30 to go, third quarter. Free throw by St. Henry, yes. 33-13 in favor of Fort Laramie. Yeah, I really love that Fort Laramie football playoff victory over Convoy Crestview, got behind, and Boy, it seemed like the air was sucked out of the Fort Loramie side of the stadium when the Redskins fell behind, what, 14-0, right, Chuck?
Yeah, it was early, and then came out in the second half and just put a thumping on them.
Or maybe it was, what, 8-0 at the start. At any rate, Fort Loramie kicked the extra point after Convoy had gotten an 8-pointer, and I like that because you don't start chasing points early in the game.
Right.
And then, of course, boy, between the middle part of the second quarter and the halfway point of the third, the Redskins put up at least 4 touchdowns and rolled to victory. St. Henry made a couple of free throws down to her left, and then Fort Loramie's Corinne Eichkamp shoots up a 3, strong, no good, rebound St. Henry. They fumble it away in backcourt. Kennedy Gebhardt picks it up for the Redskins. She darts toward the rim, leaves it short, got her own rebound. Throws it out to Ratterman, left side to Schultes. Redskins up 19, a minute 49 to go in the third. Near side, it goes to Gebhardt. Foul line extended right, Schultes. Baseline Ratterman, extra pass below the rim to Meiering. Broken up and stolen by St. Henry. St. Henry in backcourt. It's Nora Vaughn down the right side. Crossover dribble. Veers off into the corner, and St. Henry gets a timeout. Chuck, I was talking with Spencer Wells earlier today. In fact, he texted me the other night during a scoresbroadcast.com webcast of the Fort Loramie-Jackson Center boys game, and he remarked in the text, "Hearing you two guys makes me think of the football season."
Yeah, I'll tell you what, as a coach, you, when the season's over, you're like, okay, I'm ready for this to be over. But you get about 2 weeks in there, and you start missing the kids. You start missing all the things that the season entails, and you're ready for it to start up again.
Well, when you play 14 games, it's like, hey, let's just play 12 months of the year.
Yeah. Well.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors. They include Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, plus Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, and the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. I'll talk to you further about Goffney when the opportunity arises here shortly. A minute 20 left to go in the third quarter. Fort Loramie now with a commanding 19-point bulge, 33-14. Head of the key, St. Henry with the ball. It is Nora Vaughn into the lane, dumps it off to Lange, who flips it cross-court to Marley Vaughn. Out of the cutter, Nora, baseline right, short J, deflected. Meiering got a piece of it. Here's Gasson. Meiering, left wing, pulls up, tries to enter to Schultes, broken up by St. Henry, and it is batted away out of bounds. It's Redskins ball, Fort Loramie possession, baseline left. I don't think more than once tonight, Chuck, I've referenced Redskins by itself, leaving the listener unsure as to which Redskins team has the ball.
Well, I started to on the rebounds to start the stats, but I caught myself.
Fort Loramie inbounds, tie-up occurs. Arrow keeps it with Fort Loramie. 47.5 to go in the third quarter, 33-14. Ball lobbed right in front to Schultes. She put it on the deck. That was a mistake in a congested area. It went off the leg of a St. Henry player. Fort Loramie, though, tracked it down and gave it up to Meiering with 30 seconds to go. Ball thrown to Gebhardt, cutting into the paint. It is smacked away from behind by St. Henry, but a foul against the St. Henry Redskins as Jaden Putoff re-enters for Fort Loramie. Jaden was our Local Equipment Spotlight player at the half for Fort Loramie. And I wrote down the names of her parents, Jim and Jenny, went over and met Jim at the middle of the floor, first row, far side. And as I talk about Jaden, guess what? She buries a 16-foot jumper.
She's the only sophomore. She's going to be terrific before her career's over.
Sure is. 18 seconds to go here in the third. Long three-pointer, Lange, St. Henry, no good. Rebound, St. Henry in the paint. Jump shot, Nora Vaughn, in and out, no. Tie up on the board, St. Henry keeps it. But I went over to meet Jim far side. Jim put off, Jaden's father. And I said, I want you to know that I interviewed Jaden, and she speaks so highly of her mom and dad. And Jim said, well, I'm not so sure about that. he said, well, that's questionable. Oh, I love the parents with a sense of humor. Here is St. Henry shooting two free throws. Fouled in the act of shooting was Nora Vaughn, who connects on the first to make it 35-15 Fort Loramie with 5.6 to go third quarter. Second free throw, swish as well. Fort Loramie in backcourt, up to put off at midcourt. Whips it down the left side to Imwally. Open look at the buzzer, 21-footer short, no good. And the third quarter finishes. Fort Loramie, which led by 11 at the half, leads by 19 as we enter the fourth. 35-16 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Fort Loramie High School. 35-16, Fort Loramie over St. Henry, girls action on Tuesday night. Opening 20 seconds of the fourth and final period. Fort Loramie ahead 35-16. Here's Gebhardt throwing it to the post to Meiering. Might have shuffled the feet, got away with it. Shot blocked. St. Henry comes away with it. Chuck, I bet it's in the teens. The number of deflections, partial blocks, altered shots forced by St. Henry. St. Henry's got some length.
Well, they're almost all 5'10".
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's no real place to find a spot.
And the triplets look alike at 5'10".
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't know who to guard.
40 seconds gone, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie knocked it out of bounds. St. Henry throws it back in. Between the circles, Nora Vaughn back to the basket. And Meiering reaches in there, gets a mitt on the leather. It's called a tie-up. St. Henry will keep it. We played 42 seconds here in the fourth quarter, 35-16 Fort Loramie. Redskins led 20-9 at the halftime break. Here's a long three-point shot by Nora Vaughn. It is off the heel. Rebound high in the air comes down. St. Henry bats it out of bounds. So it's the Redskins' possession, Fort Loramie, I should say. Fort Loramie in that second quarter of play scored 15 points to St. Henry's 7 to extend an 11-point halftime lead to 19 as we start the fourth. Deep in the left corner, it's Meiering for Fort Loramie. Flips it out back to Dana Rose. Dana and Marissa both averaging double digits for the Redskins. High left put off. Straight away Meiering. That's three-point range for her. Dead on, in and out. Tough break. Rebound St. Henry. Here's Seifring bolting down the floor. Gives it up to Danielle Lange. Lange's got a little crease. Drives down the right side of the lane to the cup. Up and in. Good play. Lange of St. Henry. 35-18. Fort Loramie leads. 6:20 left in the fourth. Down the right side of the floor, Dana Rose. Between the rings, Kennedy Gebhardt. She, too, has an avenue all the way to the basket. Blocked on the play. Lange swats it out of bounds. St. Henry's length will do that to you. Chuck, you can see why this St. Henry girls team has won the number of games it has this year.
Yeah, I mean, their length is impressive.
Ball being inbounded by Fort Loramie on top to put off. And she bullies her way right down the paint. Circles the rim on the shot. It wouldn't go, but she's hacked on the arm, and she's awarded two. Strong effort by Putoff as she put her nose to the grindstone there and hustled right down the middle of the floor to the basket and attracted a two-shot foul, almost a three-point play. Free throw by Jaden, up and good.
And she needs this one for 10 right now.
36-18 in favor of Fort Loramie. She was our LaCalle spotlight player at the half. She might be our Clancy's spotlight player at the end of the night.
She's right in the mix.
St. Henry 11-6, having dropped three of the last four by a grand total of 15 points. One of those by six to Versailles. Jaden put off at the stripe. Both free throws up and in for her. She's got double digits. 25 feet away, Lange for St. Henry. And ball loose in the deck. She gobbles it up. Being challenged by Fort Loramie, then hastily throws it out of bounds.
Well, I'm going to give the credit there to Putoff because she's the one that disrupted the defense and made her throw the ball away.
Yep. Nice tenacity shown by Jaden. Here's Gebhardt storming up the right side of the floor. Corner, baseline. Throws it cross court off the underneath side of the glass. Ratterman traces it down for Fort Loramie. Then sends it out back to Caitlin Gasson with 5:40 to play in the game. Fort Loramie leading 37-18. Here's Putoff on top to Ratterman. Shot fake, drives, right side of the lane. Leaves it for Gebhardt on the arc. Now corner, back out to Putoff, who buries a triple. Jaden Putoff is dazzled here tonight. Sparkling game for her. Tell you what, these LaCalle equipment players recognize at the half usually come forward with a splendid second half, as Jaden does again this evening. Here's a little baseline hook shot by St. Henry. No good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Gebhardt, long pass down the floor. Baseline left to Ratterman. Good on the jump shot. Ratterman caught it. And almost in one motion as she received it, she flipped in a 15-footer. Head coach Carla Siegel all smiles about her club here in the second half. Here's a steal by Ratterman. Ratterman slaps it away, 3-on-2 break. Baseline right to Gasson, who steps into a jumper and walked.
Yep, she shuffled both feet before she got herself set to shoot it.
Yep, Fort Loramie has spurted to a 42-18 cushion with 4:41 to go here in the fourth quarter. Well, Chuck, I don't see Nan Steck-Schulte, assistant to Mike Wiss at Minster, on the far side any longer. She may have headed out to the concession, don't know, but she got a good look of Fort Loramie the first three quarters, and I'm sure Minster has got a real good idea of what to expect from the Redskins, already having played them once this year.
Right. She knows that she lost to them, and so she's looking at she saw the length.
Yep.
She saw that, you know, they're not going to be able to just walk over them. I've been impressed. I mean, they're down 42-18, so I don't want to say too much, but I've been impressed. I think that they've got a lot of talent that you can see why they won some games.
St. Henry 3-3 in the Midwest Athletic Conference, by the way. A two-shot free throw situation for Putoff for Fort Loramie. The first one hit the rim, bounded away. Second shot, shooter's roll. It's good. 43-18 Fort Loramie. Here comes Putoff to the sideline. Nice round of applause for her. And I'll let her know that her dad, Jim, on the far side stood as well. Here comes St. Henry attacking forecourt to our left. Ball dished baseline, then stolen by Fort Loramie's Corinne Heitkamp, who flips it down the floor, intended for a teammate, broken up by Seifring, taken away by St. Henry. Half the fourth quarter in the books. 43-18 Fort Loramie. St. Henry with the ball. Deep right corner is Lange. She sets up and shoots the three. Bingo! She hits it. Danielle Lange from the perimeter. It's a trifecta, and it's 43-21 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's Ratterman down the floor to Gasson. Gasson loops it to a driver, Holscher. She caught it, steering toward the rim, and laid it in. St. Henry bench wanted a walk. it wasn't ruled so. And Fort Loramie gets the field goal. 45-21. Fort Loramie in the lead. 3:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. St. Henry throwing to the post. Tipped away by Fort Loramie. Gasson got the loose ball to Imwally. Ahead to Schultes. Layup is short. St. Henry got the rebound, but the young lady who got it, Alyssa Buescher, had not reestablished herself back on the court of play. I'd like to remind you, we are on the web online here for Fort Loramie and St. Henry tonight. Thanks to these three Fort Loramie game sponsors, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and in Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. And American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Plus in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company in Superior Aluminum. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Rinderly, the owner at the Jewelry Barn, that you heard about her shop, the Jewelry Barn, right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn is the gem of Rushi, Ohio. And in Anna, it's Wells Brothers, Inc. on Chewy Drive. It's grown to include eight expanding divisions. Here we go, Fort Loramie inbounding below the basket. Ball lobbed into Imwally, 25 feet away as I adjust my headset and microphone. Now it's Schultes in the paint. She gave it up to Holscher, right back to Ava, to the rack, up and in for two. Nice give and go. Holscher and Schultes work it to perfection. Here's St. Henry gunning a long three. It's Lange again. No bound. Gasson ahead to Holscher. She leaked down the floor and laid it through. And the lead for St. Henry swells. It's 49-21 with 2.5 to go in the fourth. St. Henry, forecourt left in the corner. And we've got a loose ball momentarily. Two players dive on it. Gasson for Fort Loramie and Nora Vaughn for St. Henry. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. As Corinne Heitkamp comes in for Ratterman for the home Redskins.
26 turnovers for St. Henry Redskins in this game. That's going to get you beat every time.
Yeah, Chuck, and I would reckon to say that the majority have been forced by Fort Loramie, but there's been a handful of unforced ones.
Yeah.
And if St. Henry could wipe a few of those out, a much better situation. Several live ball turnovers by St. Henry, resulting in quick, easy transition Fort Loramie baskets.
Well, they've got a lot of length, and we talked about that. They don't have a true point guard.
Right. Free throws here by Fort Loramie, 1-1. First shot, good, 50-21. Second shot, yes. Corinne Heitkamp nails them both. 51-21 in favor of Fort Loramie. Yeah, against Fort Loramie, what you got to cut out of those live ball turnovers that end up in transition field goals at the other end of the floor. And St. Henry has enabled Fort Loramie to get a few of those in this game. We got a miss by St. Henry, an attack by Imwally of Fort Loramie as she went bearing down in the basket from the left wing, and she was clobbered below the basket, and she's awarded two with 2:05 to go here in the fourth. 30-point lead Fort Loramie. Our next scheduled webcast, weather permitting, is on Thursday night for sales at Minster for the Midwest Athletic Conference lead, possibly the championship. 7:30 tip, webcast time 7:10 Thursday night for sales girls at Minster. Last we heard from Scott Ward of WTGR-FM was that Versailles led West Liberty Salem by 6 midway through the third quarter. Versailles on the road tonight. 51-21, Fort Loramie by 30. Bad pass by St. Henry at the offensive end. And Gasson picks it off. Another St. Henry miscue. Here's Corinne Heitkamp. Left side, Schultes available for the 17-footer. But that was Holscher who shot it. Hard, no good. Long rebound, Fort Loramie. And a quick three by Corinne Heitkamp is in.
Corinne Heitkamp from outside.
Corinne Heitkamp pours it in from distance. Tell you what, Chuck, the Redskins shooting it well from range will enable this Fort Loramie club to go very, very deep in the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this during the game. I didn't think they played incredibly well, and they're up 33 points on a team that's got a winning record.
Yes.
So that kind of tells you something.
Right. Yeah, Fort Loramie's played mighty good defense tonight, as they do game in, game out. That's a staple of head coach Carlos Siegel's teams for sure. Ball knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. St. Henry inbounds. Baseline right, Nora Vaughn. And she's barricaded there. Fort Loramie gets a piece of it again, and it goes out of bounds. 65 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Ball inbounded to Alyssa Buescher, right side of the floor. Foul committed by Fort Loramie, and at the stripe, St. Henry, 1-1. 1:02 left in this game. 54-21 Fort Loramie, which led 20-9 at the half. So the second half is a 34-12 rout. Free throw by Buescher is good. She earns the bonus, does Alyssa, a 5'9 junior. See, Henry Club's only got three seniors, Seifering and Lange, plus Carly Deitch, who comes off the bench. So there's no reason in the world why head coach Wendy Moorman of St. Henry won't have a fine club next year. Each free throw up and in for St. Henry to make it 54-23. Here's a drive by Holscher. Oh, a nice lead pass, baseline left for Imwali. Assist Holscher. Imwali concludes the play with a 10-foot make. 56-23, Fort Loramie. St. Henry enters into the post. Little inside-out action to Nora Vaughn. Baseline left, Carly Deitch. Her 12-footer rattled in and out. No good. Rebound, Fort Loramie. 27 ticks left on the clock. 56-23 Redskins. 3-on-2. Extra pass. Schultes to Holscher for the layup. Yes. Nice way to conclude the scoring for Fort Loramie here tonight. Fine teamwork. 58-23. Down to 8 seconds to go. Here's St. Henry jacking up a long three. Missed by Alyssa Buescher. Nice rebound low on the left, but Deitch, she might have been fouled with 2.4 to go. Again, our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scorersbroadcast.com, including the likes of Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations, in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around, plus American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. One free throw made, one missed by St. Henry. Rebound is poked away out of bounds off Fort Loramie. St. Henry will inbounds to the left of the basket. Just over a second to go. Ball lobbed in back of the foul line. 17-foot shot misses, and that's it. Fort Loramie, after a sluggish start to this game, tallying 20 points in the first two quarters, ahead by 11, 20-9 at the break, pumps in 38 over the third and fourth periods to pull away and win handily over St. Henry here tonight by a final score of 58-24. So many thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie here on scoresbroadcast.com. Drop in, tell Carl Arnes you heard about Brookins Pub right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, open till 2:30 Thursday through Saturday. Brookinspub.com, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. And thanks again to these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, Ram, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and also in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires. Plus custom foam products in Fort Loramie. And don't forget Frisch's, Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. And Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp will give you his best shot. Chuck, let's return in a moment for our Clancy Star of the Game, back with scoring and Clancy's Award winners just shortly as Fort Loramie drubs St. Henry here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
A couple of new underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market because of quality and reliability. That's Regal at 1269 Walpock in Sydney. RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. And thanks to Maury's Landing, Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 across from Lake Loramie. Fine food. You'll love that baked haddock dinner. Open at 6 a.m. for breakfast. They are popular. An array of wraps and sandwiches at noon. Maury's Landing, State Route 362 across from Lake Loramie. Another new underwriting sponsor, Dan Eilerman Construction. Dan Eilerman Construction, located in Fort Loramie. Another new underwriting sponsor. We really appreciate the participation from Dan Eilerman. The Eilerman team will customize the home the way you want it. Whether it's a remodel job, an addition, or creating a brand new home for you, call on Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. They will take you through it step by step by step and work with you closely. Dan Eilerman Construction. Chuck, our scoring highlights and our Clancy stars of this game.
Well, for St. Henry, they had 7 points out of Lange. That's the closest they got to anybody with in double figures, but I guess you score 24 and turn the ball over 27 times. That's kind of what you can expect. On the other side, Loramie had almost everybody who played scored. They got 14 out of put off, 13 from Myring. They got 6 each from Holscher and Ratterman. They got 5 from Heitkamp and Dana Rose, 3 from Ava Schultes, 2 from Gephardt. They scored 58 for the game, 15 to 20 from the free throw line. And our Clancy's player of the game for the Fort Loramie Redskins is Jaden Putoff.
And she deserves it. Jaden Putoff takes the award tonight. That's Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
The Fort Loramie Redskins came into the game tonight having won 13 straight, sporting a mark of 17-1. And Fort Loramie girls have now reeled off a grand total of 14 victories in a row, now 18-1 on the year for Fort Loramie. Next game for the Lady Redskins is one we will cover this coming Saturday, tip-off 2:30, webcast time 2:10. And that is for an outright league championship for Fort Loramie or or can Anna get a share of the Shelby County League girls title? It's Anna at Fort Loramie, 2:10 webcast time on Saturday. Meanwhile, St. Henry drops to 11-7 overall, 3-3 in the MAC. St. Henry girls next play at Parkway on Thursday, and then come back on February 5th, 7th, and 14th against St. Mary's, Fort Recovery, and Minster in that order. That's why assistant coach Nan Steck-Schulte at Minster was here tonight. She got a good reminder of how good Fort Loramie is, and Minster's got a game with St. Henry coming up here in the not-too-distant future. Weather permitting, Chuck, should be an outstanding game on Thursday night, always is, for Sales girls against Minster. That game at Minster on Thursday. Versailles held on, won a close one last year at Versailles 2 years ago. Minster held on, won a close one at Minster. We expect nothing different right down to the wire this coming Thursday night. Versailles and Minster girls both unbeaten in MAC play. Minster number 2 in the state this week in the new Division 4 AP poll. Versailles was ranked in the top 5 or 6.
I think they were 6.
Yeah, 6th in the girls' D3 poll.
Yeah, it should be a heck of a game.
Yep.
Always is.
And one thing for sure, an orange and black team will come out on top.
There you go. Won't be a Redskin either.
Just like tonight, a Redskin team had to win this evening. Ron Mooney's our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside. Stats, color, on-site engineering. Don't forget this Sunday. It's the Fort Loramie prom dress exchange at Fort Loramie Elementary this Sunday, February 3rd. It all starts at 11 a.m. for drop-off. If you're looking for a good price on a dress, shoes, or accessories, or if you've got something to sell, start the day at 11 at Fort Loramie Elementary this Sunday. You shop between 1:30 and 3:30, and you make your selection and buy at 3:30. Call Michelle, 710-3216, or Bridget, 605-5304. Again, for Ron and Chuck, Jack Kramer saying, good evening from here at Fort Loramie, where the Fort Loramie girls have defeated St. Henry by a final score of 58-24.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.